Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, a complete recovery, for Nachum Elimelech ben Zehava Rivka, Malka Bat Simcha, Helen Friedman, Sharon Katz, Dorit Bat Sara, Shifra Bat Sara, and Dennis Shore, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects that are interrelated on this week's program. The first is how Donald Trump had to pressure Bibi Netanyahu not to allow the two Jew-hating Muslim congresswomen to come into Israel. And the whole back and forth that took place, the cowardice of the Israeli government and the whole back and forth that took place there. That's the first subject. And the second subject is how AIPAC and the ADL, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee and the Anti-Defamation League, the two Jewish organizations in America that American Jews think are here to protect Jewish rights and defend the Jews, how these two self-hating Judenrat organizations support the Jew-hating Muslim congresswomen, support the Jew-hating Democrats, and are constantly condemning Donald Trump and now even condemning Bibi Netanyahu and the Israeli government. The first subject is, of course, what happened with Donald Trump. Bibi Netanyahu, the cowardly, self-hating Prime Minister of Israel, and his government announced weeks ago that they would allow two Jew-hating Muslim congresswomen to come and visit Israel. That they would allow them to visit Israel even though these two Jew-hating Muslim congresswomen have called for the destruction of Israel, have said that all of Israel is Palestine, which is a call for the destruction of Israel, have supported all the Arab terrorist organizations that advocate genocide and a new Holocaust against the Jewish people and have slaughtered innocent Jews. These two Jew-hating Muslim congresswomen support all of these Muslim terrorist organizations. These two Jew-hating Muslim congresswomen have made statements about the Jews, controlling the world and hypnotizing the world, all types of statements that could come right out of the mouth of Hitler and Goebbels. And of course, they've called for a complete boycott of Israel because Israel has no legitimacy and Israel should not exist. And they, Bibi and his government, the big right-winger Bibi and his government, announced that he's going to allow them to visit. Of course, he's going to allow them to visit. The same Bibi Netanyahu and the same Israeli government that will not allow Chaim Ben Pesach, me, to set foot in Israel for more than 23 years now, even though I'm loyal to the state of Israel and loyal to the Jewish people and only want to help save Jews. And because of that, I'm not allowed to visit Israel. Bibi will not let me visit Israel. When Bibi, 23 years ago, when Bibi was prime minister, he threw me out of Israel, expelled me from Israel, and has refused to allow me in since then. And his interior minister, Aryeh Deri, from the so-called religious Shas party, which is an evil, corrupt, left-wing, hideous, cowardly party, a disgrace. Aryeh Deri, the so-called interior minister of Israel, also won't let me into Israel, but he was willing to allow the Muslim Jew-hating congresswoman to come in. No surprise, Aryeh Deri and the Shas party supported the Oslo Agreement, supported allowing the Arab Hitler Yasser Arafat, who murdered thousands of innocent Jews. Arafat, who murdered more Jews than any other Jew killer since Adolf Hitler. Deri and the Shas party supported allowing him to come to Israel with the Oslo agreements and allowing tens of thousands of armed Islamic terrorists from Fatah and the PLO to enter Israel together with Arafat. And of course, those Arab terrorists went on to murder 2,000 Jews since Oslo. thanks to Aryeh Deri and thanks to the Oslo agreements, and thanks to Bibi Netanyahu and the Likud, who have continued the Oslo agreements and have refused to repeal the Oslo agreements and refused to take action against the Muslim terrorists. Bibi supports the Muslim terrorists with financial support and gives them all the support they need to continue to do what they do to the Jewish people. That's the leadership of Israel. I'm barred from setting foot in Israel. But these two Muslim congresswomen who call for the destruction of the Jewish people, who call for genocide against the Jewish people and the destruction of the Jewish people, they're welcome in Israel. And then we have an interesting twist that happened last week to this whole story. Suddenly, a Gentile, someone who's not part of Israel, a Gentile president named Donald Trump, intervened and said that this is not acceptable, that this is crazy. Look at the statement that Donald Trump made, saying that it would show weakness on the part of Israel to allow these congresswomen to enter. In other words, Trump is clearly saying that Bibi and his government are weak. They're cowards. Trump the Goy has to tell Netanyahu, the Jewish prime minister, not to let these Muslim Jew haters into Israel. Trump the Goy has to tell this to Netanyahu. Now, Trump is not a sincere friend of Israel. He did this because of his own personal interest and his own personal feud with them. I don't care what the reason is. We don't have real friends among the nations of the world. We don't. The Jewish people don't. Nations don't have friends. Nations have interests. Nations don't have real allies. They only have interests. And so Trump is signaling here that he's against allowing them in and publicly rebuking Bibi for his weakness. And the Jews of Israel and the Jews around the world still don't get it, that Bibi, what a joke Bibi is. That even Trump, a Goy, a Gentile president, has to pressure the Jewish prime minister and tell him not to do something so disgusting, so weak. And notice, Trump also says that these two Jew-hating congresswomen, if you notice again on the tweet that he did, and his tweet was an excellent tweet. People condemn him for his tweets. This was an excellent tweet. He also says in the tweet that these two congresswomen hate Israel and hate all Jewish people. In other words, Trump the Goy is telling it like it is. Bibi, the Jewish prime minister of Israel, who is supposed to be the leader of the Jewish people and the person who really defends Jews, he would never say what Trump says in this tweet. He never called them Jew haters. He never said they hate Israel and hate the Jewish people. He didn't say that. Netanyahu wouldn't say that. He said they support BDS, which is the Boycott of Israel movement. What a coward, what a fraud, what a joke we have as prime minister, and all the so-called right-wing Jews support Bibi. And they're going to support him in next month's Knesset election on September 17th. All the candidates, all the parties running, no one is really telling the truth to the Jewish people. Sad but true. There is no right wing in Israel. You have Itamar Ben-Gvir from the so-called Kahanist Otzma party, who keeps saying Netanyahu is a right-wing government, we must preserve the right-wing government. He keeps calling Netanyahu right-wing. That means that Itamar Ben-Gvir is not right-wing. If Itamar Ben-Gvir lies to the Jewish people, as he does all the time, and spreads the same lies as all the other politicians, that means that not only is he not a Kahanist, that for certain he's not, because our great leader, our beloved Rabbi Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, would never lie to the Jewish people, would never call Bibi a right-winger and say that he has a right-wing government and we have to preserve his evil government. Rabbi Kahana would never make a statement like that. But Itamar Ben-Gvir says this all the time because he just wants to get a seat in the Knesset. He's a fraud. And so even the so-called Kahanist party, they're frauds. They're frauds. And they stabbed me in the back too with my campaign to get into Israel. They also stabbed me in the back. Interesting. What a generation we live in. How tragic. But in any event, Trump tells the truth about this, and is condemned by all the Jewish leaders and the Jewish politicians in Israel. They're terrified to tell the truth. They will not say no to two Muslim congresswomen who call for their annihilation, who call for their destruction, and even then they won't say no. And everybody condemns them. Then in the end, that was too much for Bibi. Bibi finally, he reversed himself when Trump publicly pressured him. Bibi reversed himself and said, now I'm not letting them in. But that only lasted for about 12 or 24 hours it lasted, because then Bibi again reversed himself and said, you know what? I'm going to let this Muslim Jew-hating congresswoman visit her grandmother. I'm going to let her visit her grandmother. But she has to agree not to incite and not to incite violence and not to create problems for Israel when she's here, which I think is so outrageous that she would be allowed to set foot into Israel under any circumstances. She then refuses to come because her purpose was not to visit her grandmother. If her purpose was to visit her grandmother, she would have accepted it. She would have said, okay, I promise not to incite violence and not to call for boycotts and do these other things against Israel while I'm there. I'm just going to visit my grandmother. Her purpose was not to visit her grandmother. Her purpose is to work for the destruction of Israel and the Jewish people. But she's not the problem. The Muslim congresswomen are not the real problem. The real problem is Bibi Netanyahu. We have a government in Israel of traitors, self-hating Jews, cowards. That's the problem, and it's a miracle. It's a ness. It's a miracle from Hashem that Israel, little Israel, survives in a sea of hatred, outnumbered 100-1, survives surrounded by all these Arab Muslim countries that want to destroy her. And Israel survives all these years, even though her own leaders work against her, even though her own leaders are traitors, even though her own people are nuts, and still she survives. What a miracle. What an incredible miracle. And by the way, as stupid as the Jews are in this generation, and even as bad as they are, the prophets in the Bible and Hashem promise us that the generations that will come out of them, eventually they're going to wake up and that's going to change. For the Jews in Israel, not for the Jews in America. Jews who stay in America, they will not change. Jews who stay in America are dooming themselves and future generations to assimilation and destruction, and they're going to be punished for it. Jews who do not want to go to Israel and who want to stay in America and stay in the Galut, stay in the exile, will be punished for it. And speaking of Jews in America, then you have the Jewish organizations. The so-called pro-Israel lobby that all the so-called right-wing Jews tell us, oh, AIPAC, that's the pro-Israel lobby. AIPAC is an organization that says that its number one objective is a two-state solution, which means creating a so-called Palestinian state. Even though there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians, that's an Arab hoax, it's an Arab lie. But AIPAC and all the Jewish leaders and Bibi, they all tell us there's a Palestinian people. They refuse to say the truth. They refuse to tell the truth to Israel and to the world that no such people has ever existed. AIPAC, the so-called Jewish lobby, their number one objective is to create a so-called Palestine state, which would be national suicide for Israel. Israel would go back to borders that are only 6 to 9 miles wide. It would be complete suicide for Israel. Even the left in Israel years ago used to say that a Palestinian state would be suicide for Israel. Now the right won't say that. Look at how far we've descended into the sewer. And so AIPAC's number one goal is to create a so-called Palestine state, and this is what they lobby for in the Congress. They passed a resolution opposing BDS where they told the congressman to insert the language in that we have to push for a two-state solution, and this undermines a two-state solution. They keep pushing for Israel to commit suicide. This is the so-called pro-Israel lobby. They're lobbying for Israeli suicide, for the creation of a so-called Palestine state, which would be Israeli suicide. I mean, what an upside-down world. The prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah, he spoke about this. He said in the end of days, we'd have people who would call light darkness and darkness light, good, bad, and bad, good. This is what we have. This is the generation we have. This was all foretold. And these are the times we're living in, where everybody calls good, bad, and bad, good. Everything's upside down. All values are upside down. No one tells the truth. Almost no one. And then you have that other Jewish organization, the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, that for so many years Jews said, that's an organization that protects Jews and it fights for Jews. An organization of low-life informers, snitches and rats. Vile, self-hating rodents. Who during the Holocaust did nothing, together with all the other Jewish establishment organizations, didn't do one thing to save 6 million Jews during the Holocaust when they could have saved 6 million Jews. The Holocaust could have been prevented completely. But they did nothing. The same ADL and the same Jewish establishment organizations that fought so hard for black civil rights and that now fight for the gays and that now fight for all these other left-wing causes. The same ADL did nothing to save 6 million Jews. And not only that, they sabotaged Ben Hecht and Peter Berkson and the few Jabotinsky right-wing Jewish activists that tried to save the 6 million. There was one organization that did work to save the 6 million, headed by the playwright Ben Hecht. And the ADL and the American Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Committee and the UJA and Hadassah and all these other organizations did everything they could to undermine the efforts of these Jewish activists to save millions of our brothers and sisters that were being thrown into gas chambers and ovens in the death camps of Europe. Those are the leaders, those are our great leaders. And today the ADL, what do? They say President Trump is a racist because he condemns anti-Semites. And they defend the anti-Semites. They defend the two Muslim anti-Semite congresswomen. And they defend all the anti-Semitic Democrats. The ADL has defended Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, all the anti-Semitic Democrats they defend, Barack Hussein Obama, of course they defended him. They defend all the anti-Semites and anyone who criticizes people who want to destroy the Jewish people. Anyone who criticizes them, anyone who tells the truth about them, the ADL says they're racist. The ADL joins with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan and Obama and the two Muslim congresswomen in saying, you're a racist if you dare to criticize us for just wanting to destroy Israel or for wanting to destroy the Jewish people. The ADL says it's racist. They say President Trump is a racist because they say he does racist tweets and he's a racist because he criticizes these Muslim Jew-hating congresswomen. And the ADL condemns him for it, just like AIPAC condemns him. And all the Jewish leaders, they condemn. These are Jewish leaders. Can you imagine this? We are run in the United States. The Jewish leaders are Judenrat. Judenrat. The Judenrat and the Kapos during the Holocaust. They were the ones who made the Holocaust possible. But these are the people running Jewish organizations today and the Jewish establishment today. So, of course, 90% of American Jews don't even know what being Jewish is, are not even Jewish. They don't even want to be Jewish. They wouldn't know a Jewish concept if they tripped over it. If they fell over it, they wouldn't know a Jewish concept. And 70 or 80% of them vote for Obama and vote for all the anti-Semites running for president. And next year, when we have all these Democrat anti-Semites running for president, you don't think they're going to get 70% of the Jewish vote? Of course they will. What a disgrace, what a chilul Hashem, what a desecration of God's name. It reminds me of what happened in the 40s when 6 million Jews were being murdered during the Holocaust and 90% of American Jews voted for Roosevelt, who did everything he could to enable the Germans to murder millions of Jews, did everything he could to prevent the Jews from being rescued and to enable the Germans to carry out the Holocaust. He and Churchill did everything they could to allow the Germans to continue to murder the Jews during the Holocaust, and the vast majority of American Jews, not only they voted for Roosevelt, they worshipped Roosevelt. They worshipped Roosevelt. When Roosevelt died, there was a day of mourning declared by the Orthodox, conservative, and reform wings of the so-called Judaism. They all declared a day of mourning when Roosevelt died. They never declared a day of mourning like that for 6 million Jews during the Holocaust. The Holocaust, they ignored what was going on during the Holocaust. But for Roosevelt, who was responsible for the murder of 6 million Jews, who could have bombed the rail lines leading to Auschwitz, who could have bombed the death camps, who could have prevented the Holocaust, who could have forced the British to allow the Jews to go into the land of Israel. The Germans were willing to let the Jews just flee out of Europe. They were willing to allow the Jews to leave Europe. It was only when nobody would accept the Jews and the Jews and nobody would allow the Jews would take the Jews in that they decided to exterminate all the millions of Jews. I'm not saying that in the end their dream was to exterminate the Jewish people. There's no doubt about it. But first they wanted to win the war. And therefore they were willing to let the Jews in Europe leave and go to the land of Israel or go anywhere else. No country accepted them. The United States wouldn't accept them. The United States turned away ships of Jewish refugees and sent them back to Nazi Europe to be exterminated. The German Nazi newspapers had headlines at the time showing the Jews being turned away. They showed the Jews being turned away from the United States. And the headline read, "Nobody wants them." And it was true. Nobody wanted the Jews. And so they went to the gas chambers and the ovens. And the really horrific tragedy is not the Gentile anti-Semites who didn't want the Jews. That's not the worst part of the story. The worst part of the story is the Jewish anti-Semites. David Ben-Gurion, Chaim Weizmann, the so-called founders of Israel, they worked together with Rudolf Kassner, the head of the Judenrat in Hungary, and collaborated with the German Nazis during the Holocaust. Kassner collaborated. You have to read books like Perfidy by Ben Hecht and Child of a Century by Ben Hecht. You have to read these books and study them and look at the documented proof of what these Jewish leaders did. They didn't want the Jews to survive. Ben-Gurion, Weizmann, the leaders of Israel, didn't want the Jews to survive because they knew that these religious Jews from Poland and Hungary, if they came to Israel, would not vote for their communist party in Israel, for the communist labor party in Israel. Weizmann said, millions of Jews have to accept their fate. They're going to be dust on the wheels of history. They have to accept their fate. They have to be willing to become dust on the wheels of history. We don't want them crowding into Tel Aviv and turning our Tel Aviv into a low-grade ghetto. That's what Chaim Weizmann, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro Shem Reshaim Yerkav, said about the millions of Jews. And he wrote this in the 1930s in a so-called Zionist publication. And by the way, real Zionism, which means the creation of a Jewish state, is a sacred concept, real Zionism. But the people who call themselves Zionists, just like the people who call themselves right-wing, just like the people who call themselves pro-Israel, are not. They're liars. They're traitors and frauds. And this is where JTF comes into the picture. We are going to launch a campaign to expose this. In Israel, we've already launched a campaign in Hebrew, bringing the truth to the people of Israel with our videos. As you know, past year we had well over 1 million views on our videos. So Israeli Jews are seeing our videos. The problem, the big problem is, and this is a problem that I don't know how much JTF's videos will accomplish. I honestly don't know. Because they see a video with me speaking to them in Hebrew and telling them the truth for 2 minutes. I can't make a long video for an ad. You can't. It's a minute, 2 minutes, at the most 3 minutes. That's really stretching it. I can't make a long video when it comes to ads, when we're advertising. So they see me for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and in some cases only 1 minute. And we've even had videos where I only speak for 32 seconds, a 32-second commercial. They see me from anywhere from 32 seconds to 3 minutes speaking to them. and telling them the truth and saying things that make sense and presenting our argument. And then after they see that, that's it. It's over. Then they go back to 24-hour-a-day brainwashing. You think my 32-second video is going to undo a lifetime of brainwashing? Very, very hard to do. Very hard to do. We're trying. We're trying anyway. But we have an uphill battle. Over 1 million Israeli Jews saw our videos in the past 6 months. But did that change the lives of over 1 million Israeli Jews? I don't know how many of them were really changed by it. I don't know, because again, it's just a flash in the pan. It's one commercial that they're seeing, one advertisement that they're seeing against a lifetime of brainwashing that they undergo. So we have an uphill battle. Even though the truth is on our side, even though logic is on our side. But how many of them, some of them write on, you know, they make comments under the video saying, yes, you're right, and they praise. Some of them attack me. Some of them are against me when I do these videos. But some of them praise the videos. But how many of the people who even praise the videos, who even were changed by the videos, how many of them are going to really remember that message that they saw? That one message that they saw a week later, a month later. So you see how difficult our battle is. Just because our battle is an uphill battle, just because it's difficult, just because we understand how difficult it is, that doesn't mean we're not allowed. We are required to fight this battle. We're required to warn people. If we can't do everything we want to do, we have to do whatever we can do. To the best of our ability, we have to fight this battle. And we're going to do that. We're going to bring the truth, God willing, to the people of Israel. And we are also going to try to bring the truth in the presidential campaign in America. We're going to try to influence the presidential campaign. We are going to be supporting Donald Trump, unless something very surprising happens. In other words, if he comes out with some Middle East plan that's a real horror, or he suddenly starts turning around and pressuring Israel to commit suicide, if he starts doing that, then we're not going to support him. But right now, we're going to support Donald Trump for re-election because the Democrats are so bad, because they're so much worse than him. We have to do that. And as I've said before, our message can be a very effective one. Simply because we're not Trumpsters. We are never Trumpers who are saying now that the Democrats are so bad that even those of you who were against Trump, you don't have a choice now. You've got to support him because the Democrats have become so bad. That's a message that can bring people over who didn't vote for him last time and who don't plan to vote for him next year. That's a message that's very important because millions of never Trump conservatives sat out the election last year. Last time, in 2016, millions of never-Trumpers sat the election out. And if we can get them to vote, that can be vote and vote for Trump, that can make a decisive difference because I think that Trump has an uphill battle in the election. The polls, every poll shows the Democrats are winning and winning big. The Fox News poll, not left-wing poll, the Fox News poll, shows Joe Biden beating Donald Trump with 12 points, 12%. That would be a landslide. So let's understand something. Now we're in Trump's camp. Now we support Trump. Let's understand something. Trump has an uphill battle here. And we've got to fight to try to turn that around as best we can. So that's the challenge we face. We're going to try to bring the truth to the people of Israel as much as possible. And, of course, and try to wake them up as much as possible. That's our number one objective. And our second objective is to try to prevent Trump from being defeated for re-election. Israel might face a terrible, terrible crisis very fast. What if next year Trump is defeated for re-election? You get Elizabeth Warren, God forbid, or Joe Biden, or any of these Democrats in the White House. I don't think it's going to be Biden. He's making so many blunders. But one of these Democrats, let's say they defeat one of these anti-Semitic Democrats, they defeat Trump. They get in the White House. They restore the Iran nuclear agreement. Iran is on its way to building nuclear bombs even faster than what you have now, much faster. and you have just complete chaos in the Middle East, and then they start pressuring Israel to create a so-called Palestine state. We're going to face a very dangerous situation if that happens. We can't sit back and just watch that. JTF is going to do everything they can to turn that situation around. Our ability to influence things because of our limited resources, our ability is very limited. There's no question about it. But even though we have a very limited ability to influence events that are this big on the international stage, even though our ability to influence events is limited, that doesn't mean that we're allowed to be silent. We can't be silent. We have to do everything we can. With whatever resources we have to do everything we can. And you never know. Even with limited ability, sometimes Hashem does things and makes things happen because he sees someone standing up for righteousness and truth and standing up for justice. And sometimes that's enough for Hashem and his great mercy to turn the situation around. God willing. That's where we stand. We've got to fight against these anti-Semitic Democrats, and we've got to fight against these self-hating Jews. We've got to fight to bring the truth to the people of Israel and to bring the truth in next year's presidential election to the American people. If we stand together as a team, let me just say before I do the stand together as a team ending that we have, I want to clarify, we're not going to spend money on the American presidential election. All of our money will only go to our Israeli campaign because that's our issue, that's our number one priority. But we could upload videos for free in the United States. That we could do in the United States. We're not going to advertise the videos like we do with our Hebrew videos in Israel. That we're not going to do. But we're going to begin a campaign, and we're going to try to influence things in the United States as well. But our budget will be 100% for Israel. Just wanted to clarify it so that people know, because we're going to have a Hebrew campaign for Israel and an English language campaign for the United States. All of our money will go to the Hebrew campaign in Israel, which will be, again, aimed at getting a large number of Israeli Jews to see our videos on a regular basis, Bezrat Hashem, God willing. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world. Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.